Welcome to the Dubois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard, and it's time once again to say hello to Luke from the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Luke.
Hello, Dan. Thank you for having me again on the podcast. I just want to say happy Halloween to all of our listeners and to make sure to stay safe during the holiday season. So now let's dive into today's podcast, where we're excited to have Kelly Burfield from Smith Lewis Chess & Company, LLP, a full-service CPA firm, joining us. With 2025 just around the corner, we'll be discussing how to get your business in the best shape before the end of 2024 and preparing for the upcoming filing season. Thanks for joining us, Kelly. Kelly, as we are approaching the end of 2024, what are some key financial action businesses should consider taking now to ensure they're in good shape before going into 2025?
Thanks, Luke. Actually, there's several key areas that businesses should focus on as you as they head towards 2025. Right now, it's the end of the year. We're in the last quarter, so now's the time to do your year-end financial review, take a look at your financial statements, see where where your profit may be, whether or not you think that you may have a taxable income, or be in a situation where you really need to do some tax planning. It's a great time to sit down with your CPA and do some tax planning. The best thing is not to wait until April 15th to think about your taxes. Meet with your CPA. We can talk about potential deductions, tax credits, different strategies to help minimize your tax liability. This is really important because we do have the taxpayer TCJA that is about set to expire at the end of 2025. One of the biggest things to do to prepare for the end of the year is to, if you haven't already, and I know a lot of small businesses struggle with this, is getting your books cleaned up, making sure you've accounted for all of your transactions, making sure that you have gotten the appropriate documentation to issue 1099s to your vendors, making sure that you have everything wrapped up and summarized for the year so that you can actually prepare your taxes accurately. One of the biggest things is getting your books cleaned up so that you can do some tax planning with your accountant, because if you don't know what the numbers are, you can't do any planning. So those are the biggest things. I think a year-end financial review, some tax planning with your CPA, and getting your books cleaned up going into the end of the year.
Well, thanks, Kelly. Could you elaborate a little bit more about how important it is for businesses to assess their tax situation before the year comes to an end? And what are the steps they can take to avoid surprises when it comes to be filing time?
Yes, Dan, it's incredibly important, mainly to avoid surprises, last minute mistakes. Nobody likes to, sit down with their accountant, right before filing season and find out that they have an unexpected tax bill. So now is the time to look at that so that you can plan. If there is something there that's unexpected, maybe there's something you can do to mitigate that before the end of the year, or even into the next year. There's different things that can be done, different strategies that your accountant can help you with in order to make that filing season less painful.
Awesome. So can you talk about the changes or updates in the tax laws that business owners should be aware of for the 2025 filing season? What proactive measures can they take to optimize their tax strategy for the upcoming year?
Yes, Luke. Well, with the election coming up, that's a question on everybody's mind. Unfortunately, we don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you that what we know right now is that there's not a whole lot of change on the horizon for 2024. One of the biggest things is if you're a small business and you have purchased any equipment or did any improvements, that there is what's called bonus depreciation. That is diminishing year by year. So for example, last year if you purchased a machine for your machine shop and it was $10,000, you could have written 80% of it off in 1 year. This year it's only 60%. So that's something to think about, because going into next year, 2025, the write-off will only be 40%. So it's one of those things, it's dwindling away. Now those changes are part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act bill that are all set to expire in 2025. So we kind of expect there's gonna be a lot of changes depending on how the election turns out.
Now, we've been talking a lot about taxes. Smith Lewis Chess & Company offers a variety of services for businesses. And Kelly, could you highlight some of the ways that you assist businesses in managing those finances throughout the year and not just at tax time?
Sure. It's one of the things that I try to stress with my clients is that I don't want to be their tax preparer. That's not what we do. We like to meet with our clients all year, get to know them, get to know their businesses. I want them to pick up the phone whenever they're making a decision, to bounce it by me, make sure there's nothing that, you know, they're not aware of. So it's kind of like a year-end or a year-round partnership where we do more than numbers. It's one of those things, I think it's a common misperception that your accountant is just sitting there like crunching numbers all day. That's not the case. I mean, we do help you with that. We do help you manage your, you know, make sure that you are managing your day-to-day, managing your accounting and keeping your accounting straight so that you can bring forth that information if you need. But one of the things that we've been seeing is that that banks are asking more and more for financial statements whenever when a small business needs a loan. So in the past, you know, the past 10 years or so, mostly banks just would request the tax return. Now they actually want a financial statement, which is something that a CPA can do for them, that we have certain standards that we follow so that the financial statements are up to a certain standard so that a bank or a financial institution can rely on them. We also provide business consulting and payroll services, and we also work with a lot of the large providers of payroll services as well, but we're kind of a partner between our clients and those payroll services. So our clients tend to like to have us be able on the other end of the phone just because they know that they're going to be able to call us. We're going to pick up the phone. We're going to talk to them. We're a small firm. So we know our clients. We know their dog's names, their kids' names. They trust us. So that's the biggest thing is that I think that, you know, if you have a small business, find yourself a CPA that you can trust, you feel comfortable with, and they can typically at least point you in the right direction. If it's not a service that they offer, they can at least help you get to where you need to be for whatever situation comes up in your business.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you for that. So Kelly, what's the relationship between a business's financial health and its tax strategy? And how can a strong partnership with a CPA firm like yours help a business grow and get to the next step in their business plan?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that just having that point of contact where you know that your business is keeping up with financial records and accurate record keeping and not letting that slide, because you can't do any tax planning or have any strategy for your business if you don't have a relationship with somebody, whether it's your in-house accountant or your external CPA, who is helping you bring all that stuff in together. So basically, the relationship between a business's financial health and their tax strategy is really intertwined. Yeah, that's one of the things that I think that my clients do. But I care about their financial health. I care about their tax strategy. And those things really are just very crucial in making sure that your business is successful, too.
Get to that next step.
It's the last thing you want to do, because you want to work on your business. You don't want to work on your financials, you know, your financial information. You don't want to work on your tax information. That's not what you do. You do something, whatever you do.
Yeah.
That's definitely not my forte. Right. So let me do my forte and you do yours.
Perfect.
Yeah. And obviously you don't have to be a business to be one of your clients, Kelly. So you offer services for individuals. So could you tell us about some of the most common services that you do provide for individual clients?
Yes. So I do have a lot of individual clients that I work with all year round. We do tax preparation and tax filings, which are kind of the bread and butter of most CPA firms. But we do also, we don't like to just, you know, have you come in and say, here's my tax information and just, you know, blindly do a tax return. We'd like to have a conversation with you sometime during the year, make sure that there's not anything that we can plan for. You know, when one of my clients is getting ready to retire, in the last few years with COVID, I've had a lot of my clients that maybe weren't expecting to retire, retiring and selling their businesses 10 years early. So we've been doing a lot of tax planning and retirement planning to make sure that they can mitigate their taxes and also live comfortably in retirement. We also work with a lot of families in planning for their children's education, making sure that they're setting money aside to pay for college. And there's ways, there's strategies that you can put into place to kind of soften the blow of the cost of a college education. We also work with a lot of our clients at the end of life or after they've lost a family member, getting through the period of time from when a family member passes away to working with their attorney and, you know, getting through their estate and getting the filings done that need to be done. And there's just a lot of things there that need to be done. And sometimes those situations can get tricky with when you start getting, you know, a lot of different family members involved. So we help kind of navigate that and make it easier for the executor to get through those situations. One thing I do have to say is that in everything that we do as a CPA firm, we work very, very closely with other professionals. I work very closely with a lot of attorneys, and I also work very closely with a lot of financial planners and financial advisors, because our work is very closely interrelated. So it's really important to have strong relationships with those individuals in our community.
All right. Well, thank you, Kelly, for going over everything Smith Chess & Company has to offer and sharing such valuable insights with us today. It's clear that getting started ahead of tax season and staying financially organized is key to success. So for anyone interested in learning more or getting in touch with Smith Lewis Chess & Company, where can they find more information about you guys?
You can get more information on our website, which is www.slcccpa.com. Social media, you can find me at Kelly Burfield on LinkedIn or Facebook. Feel free to also give us a call. My direct dial number is 724-471-8938. Always happy to answer any questions, schedule a consultation. We do have offices in Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Uniontown, Pennsylvania, but I do work with a lot of clients in the Dubois area, and with technology, it's pretty easy to work with anybody, really.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much. And Luke, thank you once again. And thank you for taking time to listen today to the Chamber Connection podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.